All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. So just to remind everyone, this is PS 230. It's about the armpit and breast cancer. So I know that we've moved rooms, so if you don't want to hear about that, these topics, then leave, because it looks like there's plenty of room. We need some seats. So again, this is axillary dissection and obsolete operation. I'm Tina Yen. I'm at the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. And my co-moderator to my left is Lori Kirstein, who's at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. I have nothing to disclose. And so briefly, as we all know, axillary lymph node status remains an important prognostic indicator for breast cancer. And in the past, axillary lymph node dissection used to be the standard of care for any patient presenting with an invasive cancer. However, over the last 1 to 2 decades, it's become clear that sentinel lymph node biopsy is now the standard of care for axillary staging for patients with early stage clinically node negative cancers. Compared to women who undergo an axillary dissection, those who undergo a sentinel node biopsy should have equivalent oncologic outcomes, but since it's a less invasive and less extensive surgery, it's associated with decreased arm morbidity and lymphedema, which translates into improved quality of life. So the management of the axilla today continues to evolve, as does management of all aspects of breast cancer care, and it's really become a little bit complicated and complex and nuanced at times. So certain factors that we as surgeons need to consider when we're deciding what axillary surgery to perform on these patients include the clinical nodal stage of disease at presentation, the extent of nodal burden at the time of surgery. For some situations, the type of breast surgery performed may alter our recommendations. There's an increasing use of neoadjuvant chemotherapy, and a lot of patients are having excellent responses to neoadjuvant therapy, such that patients who were offered surgery up front with an axillary node dissection who have an excellent response to neoadjuvant chemotherapy may now be spared an axillary node dissection. And similarly, there's been increased use in regional nodal radiation treatment, sometimes to substitute for a completion axillary dissection, resulting in, again, fewer women's potentially undergoing axillary node dissections. So what's the right thing to do? Well, hopefully this session will clarify and provide some clarity on this topic. So we have 3 speakers. The first is Mara Golshan, who will speak on scenarios where axillary lymph node dissection is obsolete. Barbara Smith will speak on scenarios where axillary lymph node dissection is still recommended. And then Melissa Paluski will speak on how best to avoid an axillary dissection. Assuming we stay on time, we should have time for questions and a panel discussion, which will be led by Lori Kirstein, on 2 case scenarios. And so the first case scenario is a 60-year-old lady with a clinical T2N0, hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative cancer. She undergoes a lumpectomy and has a sentinel biopsy with 1 positive macrometastasis. So does she need any more axillary surgery? And then does this recommendation change if her surgery was a mastectomy? The second case is a 60-year-old lady with a palpable clinical T2N1 triple negative cancer. She gets an axillary ultrasound, which confirms a suspicious node. Biopsy confirms metastatic disease, and she has a clip placed in the sampled lymph node. She undergoes neoadjuvant chemotherapy, has a great response, and is now clinically node negative. She undergoes a lumpectomy and a sentinel node biopsy with dual tracer injection and removal of the clipped node. So how do we manage her axilla if her final path shows that all 3 sentinel lymph nodes are negative? Or how does this change if 1 out of 3 of her sentinel lymph nodes has residual metastatic disease?